Flower friend, are you feeling overwhelmed, underpaid, and want to get your business on a path of growth and profitability? Our podcast minisodes will give you bite-sized strategies to make your business feel lighter and more profitable. Flower friend, my name is Jen, and I am so glad you're here. Hello, flower friends. This is Jen, and you're listening to the Floral Hustle Podcast. On this week's minisode, we are going to talk about how confidence in your business equals cash. And I have coached so many florists, and one of the first things that gets on my radar when they are telling me they are not at the place in their business or the designs in their business or the financial part of their business is I look at what type of confidence this person is exuding to me as a human, as a business owner, like how their confidence is showing up on social media, how their confidence could potentially show up when they're meeting with a client, how their confidence shows up on their website, like everywhere, confidence equals cash. And that might sound really weird. Like, what do you mean? When someone is confident in their business, you trust them more because if they are confident to do what you want, that means that they probably are going to be more likely to get that bid or win that wedding or win that job than somebody that was just like, yeah, I think I could do this. And they're really timid. Like, timid makes people nervous. I have unapologetic confidence when it comes to my weddings, to my business. Like, I know that I am going to do an amazing job. I know that I am going to be a good value. I did not say the cheapest. I said a good value to that client. I know that their wedding is going to be stunningly beautiful. Like, there is nothing that I question that I cannot execute their wedding with 110% confidence in it. And I had a really good taste of what this was, having unapologetic confidence. I did a installation rockstar workshop last week, and we turned that into the venue's open house. And it was like the designs that I put together, the textures, everything, like this workshop is stunning. I was just so like overwhelmed on like how everything just came together so perfectly, because not only had I planned a vision and I had almost 15 different people, because we had 13 people in the workshop, and then I had a couple other helpers like helping execute that vision. And so everything was planned so well because I was confident in my designs. I was confident that I'm going to be able to teach those people. And at that open house, it was crazy because I had a line of people that wanted to talk with me. And when I had people wait to talk to me. And that doesn't happen at every vendor fair. This was a little over the top, but they had $10,000 to $15,000 of flowers easy that was in that space from this workshop. I mean, it was so well put together that like a person coming in could go, wow, like this could be my wedding. And so when I was talking to those people, like it's like speed dating when you're at one of these things. And I was like, hi, I'm Jenny from Green Goddess Floral. And I did all the flowers here today because they did one florist vendor, obviously especially with the special situation. And actually in the end, I think that they liked doing it better this way. It seemed like a more cohesive vision for the whole event. And so I just was like, yeah, I did all the flowers here. And they're like, oh my God, they're beautiful. I'm like, thank you so much. Like, I don't know if you know much about me or do you have a florist? And they were like, no, we don't have a florist. Okay, great. Like this whole vision I crafted and really designed, a lot of the event actually was designed from like my concept. And so if you need help, like figuring out what is going to be the best like wedding, design, or if you're struggling with, that is something I can totally help you with. And they're like, a lot of people like have no clue. And here's somebody like telling them, I can make your wedding stunning. And so if this is something that you are interested in, I would love to connect and do a consult. You can send me an email and actually send you my brochure that has some starting at pricing so you can kind of give an idea. And they're like, you have your prices in a brochure? Yeah, I think pricing transparency is important because, like, you have no idea how much wedding flowers cost. And they're like, yeah, I know I don't. I have no idea. I'm like, well, why would you? There's no prices really anywhere. So if you send me an email and, you know, communicate with me directly, I will send you my brochure with starting at pricing. And I'd love to talk a little bit more. Tell me about your wedding. And then they're telling me, like, the colors and, like, you know, just different little things. Like, this place has a outside ceremony place and then an inside ceremony. Some people get married offsite. So I'm like hearing all these details and I was like, that all sounds beautiful. You know, I'd really love to set up a consult with you. If you want to reach out, here's my information. I actually have been a florist for like 25 years. I have done over a dozen weddings already at this venue. I have 5 booked this year. And so I'm an expert at this space and would love to make your vision come to life. Like, that confidence is what sells you weddings. That confidence is what sells you working with planners. That confidence is what sells your business on social media, gets people to follow you. And if you don't have it, I want you to dig deep and figure out why. Like, what a lot of times creatives are introverts. And I met with the most lovely wedding planner today, and she told me she was an introvert. And I'm like, okay, you can be an introvert and still be an extrovert in a business-facing capacity. She's like, it just doesn't feel good. She's like, I used to when I was younger, and we'd have a dialogue about, like, that change. Because, of course, like, I'm also fascinated when people tell me that something has changed, and especially if it's changed because of COVID. I'm like, are you still weirded out by germs? And she's like, no, it's not that. And I'm like, well, I'm guessing some of that confidence retracted because that experience of being around people and mingling and doing all these things. And now you're working at home instead of, like, working in a hotel type capacity, being an event coordinator. Like, those things, COVID changed so many things for people's confidence. I mean, it changed so many things, period. But I think people's confidence took a severe nosedive because the world was weird. I mean, it was literally batshit crazy. And people didn't want to, like, I for almost a, probably almost 2 years, like, I was one of the only masked up vendors. But you know what? I still had relationships. I still was, like, shining through my mask because my nanny had a little girl that had cancer when she was little. And I was, like, going to do anything I could to protect that little girl. Whatever your theories on COVID are, who knows? But, like, I would have hated if I got her sick. So I was super safe, but I didn't let that hold my business back. I was still, like, warm and kind and inviting and asking people questions and talking to people because, like, I felt like even if you don't believe in masks, whatever, I still wanted to be, like, that warm person. And if somebody's asking me, I'm telling them, like, my nanny has a little girl that I'm just worried sick about and I'd hate to get her sick. That was it. So, like, I didn't let COVID bring me back from a interaction standpoint. But what did change is when I quit working in corporate and then I was staying at home, now, like, really just in charge of children and not in charge of a team of people. And, like, that kind of hit the confidence. I was actually say that wasn't confidence, that was my ego. My ego was affected because I felt important. My job felt important. And here I am just working for myself, answering to a 6-pound terrorist that had just taken 9 months of craziness to get out. So really, like, that was, like, more of an identity shift that hit my confidence. But when I started to figure out, like, why do I feel this way? I started digging in to, like, why is my ego affecting my confidence? Like, I'm still valuable. I'm still, like, somebody who has importance. I am still somebody who really can help people. And I just had to start to evolve. And then I had to start to talk to myself in a way that really supported me being the version of that person that I wanted to be. you can be that person too. So start talking to yourself like the confident beast that you are, because you deserve to have the business that you want. And I know that confidence is deep down inside you. And if you don't have it, join the Floral CEO Mastermind, because like my girls, I can see the confidence growing in them. I am such a fan of what is going on in that group, and you can just go and check it out. We are having 2 spots open for the 1st of April, and I would love to have you there. Thank you so much for listening, Flower Friend, and you go be a confident flower boss today. Flower Friend, is this you? Do you feel overwhelmed, tired, uninspired, and underpaid? If that's you, I want to help simplify everything for you. I want to be there to help you build goals, develop processes in your business for things to just feel lighter, all while building a path to profitability. I've been where you are, and I want to help you build the business of your dreams. For more information, check it out on our coaching page on our website at thefloralhustle.com, or send me a DM on Instagram to learn more. Have a great day, flower friend.